Okay, so here is a quick overview of the Haskell tooling. I am Julien Dehaus, I am an assistant professor in computer science, and I use Haskell since 2015, initially for teaching functional programming. Since the beginning of the language, Haskell has many tools have been created for developing in Haskell, and today most of the Haskell developers use the GHC compiler. For building Haskell projects, we have nice tools such as Cabal or Stack. Haskell is now quite well integrated in editors such as Visual Studio Code, Vim or Emacs, thanks to LSP implementations such as HLS. And all these tools can be installed using some tools like GHCUp or Nix. In this talk, I will focus on Cabal with VS Code and the Haskell plugin. First, we have some online tools, such as Akage, which is a package archive. So you can go to the website and search for packages. There is, for example, some libraries for doing whatever you want. These libraries, you can access their documentation, so you can see what to do with this library and how to use it. And you also have access to their source code with nice colors and code navigation, which is quite useful. We also have Google, which is Haskell Google. So it's a search engine, and you can type the name of a function, and Google will give you a link to the documentation of that function in Akage. If you don't know the name of the function, you can also type write the type of the function, and Google try to find a function that match that type. So you can see its documentation on Akage and see its, if it's the function you are looking for. To work on a Haskell project, you can use Cabal, which is a tool for building and packaging projects. To use Cabal, we have to write a Cabal file, which is a configuration file where you can specify some information about your project and also define the target you want to build in your project. So, for example, if you have a library or executables, you can write them here. You can also add some dependencies, for example, libraries available on Akage. Then we can use the Cabal tool once we have this file. So we can run Cabal build to build our targets. When we do that, Cabal will get the dependencies from Akage and run the compiler to build all your files. We also have the Cabal run command to run a specific target, and we can also give command line arguments if your program requires that. We have a reaper, which is a read, eval, print loop. So this runs the compiler in an interpreter mode, so you can write some Haskell expressions, and the compiler will evaluate these expressions and print the results. So it's very interesting for testing some code. And you have also more specific commands. For example, here you can ask some information about a type, a function, or anything. So to work on a Haskell project, we can use editors like Visual Studio Code with HLS and the Haskell.Haskell plugin. It's a very classic tool, so you have the file of your project. You can open them, edit them. You also have code navigation and documentation. So if I put the mouse pointer over a function, VS Code will show me the documentation of that function. And if I control click on the function, VS Code goes to the definition of the function. We also have code completion. So VS Code tries to complete the code you are typing. We have integration of the compiler, so if there is an error in your code, VS Code will show you where is this error, and it can give you the message from the compiler. Even if your code is correct, Haskell can help, VS Code can help you improve your code. It can give some hints to refactor it. So for example here, it says that my code is correct. But it would be better if I use the fmap operator instead of the fmap function. We also have holes, which is, let's say you are writing some code and you don't know what to write at a specific place. You can put this underscore character, And the compiler will tell you what it expects at this place. For example, here it says that it waits for a function that takes a string and returns an int. We have an inline REPL, so you can type some Haskell expressions as comments in your code with a specific prefix. And when we do that, Haskell, VS Code will print a button, will show a button. And if you click on this button, it will evaluate your expressions and add the result of these expressions in the comments below. So it can be very, very useful for adding some examples as comments in your code for documenting the code.